And we're back with another episode of Bold Movers and Shakers. This is Alexis Ray, your hostess with the mostest, the adventure mentor. And I have with me today the most amazing individual, Rob Goyette. It is such a pleasure to have you, Rob. You know, I'm a massive fan. And all of this started because as a coach and consultant, I was looking for programs that would enable me to better serve my clients. And Rob shows up in my inbox every day and brings more value than I can say. No, really, his emails are the ones you want to open every single time. Like, it's like that. I mean, I know we all get inundated, but Rob, tell people about what you do, who you focus on, and how you do that.
Sure. Yeah. So I'll give a real quick story and then, like, you know, how I got to be sitting in this chair today. And then, yeah, I'm happy to say, when defining a niche or a niche, I like to say you answer the two questions: who do you serve and how do you serve them? So I'll answer those. I'll start at the earliest interesting point of my life, which, is that, yeah, I left a full-time job and decided to try to become like an internet marketing consultant, that type of thing. But I was friends with a relatively unknown guy named Christian Michelson. Oh. He and I were friends before he rose to the level that he is. And so I asked him, I said, hey, could I do some of your internet marketing for you? And he said yes. The bottom line is I was on his team for 7 years.
So, wow.
Yeah, so I'm guessing a lot of your audience knows Christian, you know, awesome visionary guy. Totally. I was fortunate enough to be around him for 7 years. And over that course of time, I learned a lot. Yeah. And I also met a lot of his peers, his JV partners, the people who are similar to him serving the audience of coaches. And a lot of them hired me to help them with their marketing also. So I just got exposed to all this great stuff and got to be, you know, part of helping it happen. So that was in 2007 when I started on Christian's team. And in 2014, I decided, you know, hey, I'm helping all these leaders build an email list and make offers to the list and stuff like that. Maybe I should be doing that myself. One might call that a bold move. So, yeah.
Yes.
So in 2014, I essentially said, okay, I know this audience of coaches and small business owners, and, you know, maybe I can create something that they want. So I did that, and my business took off very quickly. You know, it rose to a six-figure business pretty much from the start, if we're looking at what that is per month. So,
wow.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of it was that I had great contacts, right? I supported all these leaders, and I said, hey, I'm little Rob is starting out here. Can you help me out? And because of the relationships, they said, sure, we'll tell our audience about you. So, yeah, so some might call that luck. I would call that maybe, taking action at the right times in the right places. But yeah, so since 2014, I've really started growing my own list and building my business. And it's been six figures ever since I started. And it's this year, maybe I shouldn't share it, but I'm already past six figures and we're not even through March. So it's like, it's going really, really well.
Bravo, brother.
Thank you. So I mean, that's kind of my quick story. Maybe a few golden nuggets of, like, if your audience wants to do something similar. What I like to say to people is that you want to build and nurture an audience and then make irresistible offers to them. It's that simple. If you can attract the people you want to work with and you can take care of them, send them good emails, the kind of emails that Alexis is talking about, where you don't want to just mark them as spam. Like, you want people to open your emails and read them. And so if you can nurture people that way and help them trust you, then they will tolerate your offers. And sometimes your offers are exactly what they want and need, and they'll say yes. So, I mean, that's really that, it's that simple. I'll share another perhaps golden nugget, and that's that there are two things that cause people to say yes and give you money. It's trust and an irresistible offer. If either one of those is missing, they're not going to spend money with you. If both of those are in place, they will. And I'll use an out-of-the-box example, and that's with a drug dealer, right? People want drugs. And so, we talk about, like, the know, like, and trust factor, right?
Right.
But if you think about it, you don't have to know the drug dealer. You don't have to like the drug dealer. I'm guessing a lot of them are pretty unlikable, but you have to trust that the drugs are safe and that the drug dealer is going to give you the drugs when you give them the money, right? So that's the trust. And then the irresistible offer is, in the case of drugs, is, you know, is it worth the price? Is the high that you're going to get worth the $10 or $100 or whatever they
cost? Or the hassle.
Because yeah. So it's really trust and an irresistible offer. And if you've got those two things in place, people will sign up with you.
So Rob, first of all, welcome to Bold Moves. You're such a bold mover and shaker. It's not even funny. And yet you're so humble about it and so kind and so generous. All of you guys listening, you've got to listen to this guy's advice and take notes, because he really does know what he's talking about. Success leaves clues. And one of those things, Rob, is that for those who are new, starting out, how in the heck does a person cover those two areas?
Of trust and an irresistible offer?
Because yeah, if people don't know who you are, how are you going to create an irresistible offer to them?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'll give you an example of a client of mine with no list who actually flew out to Colorado Springs to have a VIP weekend with me. That's one of the things I sell. But we'd had a few phone calls before, and on the flight to come see me, she sat next to somebody on the airplane. They had a good conversation and built trust. And then she made the irresistible offer of one of my models, which is called laser coaching. She made the irresistible offer of laser coaching, and she actually had a client before she even arrived. Now, I'm not saying that happens all the time, but the concept is true. She sat next to this passenger on the plane, developed trust and rapport, and then told the passenger, said, you know, based on what you just told me, I've got this coaching program that I think would be perfect for you, and went on to describe the, you know, my laser coaching model. And the guy said, yes. Or maybe it was a woman. But anyway, the person said yes. So what do you need? All you really need is, you need to, like, well, I think it helps to be clear. Helps to be clear on your niche. Who do you want to serve, and how do you want to serve them? If you're clear on that.
Of social media, where so many of us have never even spoken on the phone, you know, we don't know each other at all. How does a newbie establish that trust factor, so that people will even want to get on their email list and want to open their emails? How do you do
that? Sure. Yeah, lots of ways to establish trust. I mean, the number one way would be, Alexis, you and I sit down and have dinner together for an hour. By then, we probably trust each other, right? And that's not scalable. That's not, you know, the internet. But I mean, really, it really is. It's connection. So I've found that the best way to run an online business and develop trust is with Zoom calls. And I tell you what, like, Alexis, right now, it looks like I'm looking at you, or for people who think that, you know, who are watching it, it looks like I'm looking at them. I'm not even looking at you guys. I'm looking into my camera. Now I'm looking at you, Alexis, but I just broke rapport, right? I just broke rapport.
Yeah.
We're no longer in rapport. This is satisfying to me because I can see you, but we're not in rapport anymore. So what I'm saying is that, like, eye contact over Zoom and making gestures without interrupting the other person and being a good active listener, these are some great ways to build trust on a Zoom call. And if you're in a social media group and you're saying, well, how do I do a Zoom call in a social media group? Even if, whether you own the group or whether you're a member of the group, what you want to do is you want to network with the people inside the group one-on-one. Pretend you're at a live event and you're walking around and you're shaking each individual person's hand. You don't stand on the table and shout out, I'm selling this. Does anybody want it? You go up to somebody and you say, hey, my name's Rob. Nice, you know, nice to meet you. Tell me what you do. Well, you can do that in social media groups, but then here's the key, is you want to move that conversation from chatting via instant messenger to a Zoom call where you can build that trust and rapport.
That makes perfect sense. So then what you want to do then is invite them to the call, then hopefully tell them what you have to offer and make it an irresistible offer. Okay,
sort of, I'm giving you a little bit of a thumbs down.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, what you said is true, but what I've seen is too often people start selling too early. Really, your job on that Zoom call is to be an excellent listener, an active listener. And I tell you what, like, Alexis, if you and I got on a call and we didn't know each other, and I said, so tell me a little bit about what you do, and I just listened to you for 20 minutes. When was the last time someone just let you talk for 20 minutes? Long time, if ever, right?
Yep, nothing like it. Yep.
And you know what? And you're going to like me after that. And that's, you know, and I'm not doing anything. I'm just, like, going like this and asking questions. But it's true. But I mean, that's a rapport building skill. And if you can just let someone get their message out, or get the, you know, like, tell you what they do, if they feel heard, they're going to be very open to hearing what you have to say. But the key is to listen to them first and really establish that rapport. And then after, you know, after listening for 15 or 20 minutes, I might say, you know, Alexis, based on what you just told me, and I would actually repeat some of it back to you, I'd say, I've got this program, this coaching program, or this mastermind, or this VIP weekend, or whatever it is that would be perfect for you. And then this is a key phrase I got from Christian Michelson. You say, could I tell you a little bit about it? So that's very low commitment. You know, could it, so I've just listened to you for 20 minutes and now I'm saying, could I tell you a little bit about this program? It would probably be irresistible for you to say, yeah, I'll listen. And you might say, I might not buy anything, but I'll listen. And that's okay. I say, oh, yeah, no problem. But I do think this would be perfect for you. And I'd love to tell you why. So anyway, yeah.
No, go ahead. You have a second part to that.
Uh-oh.
No, laser coaching or no. Okay. I didn't want to skip over anything.
Yeah. Sorry. I forgot.
It's okay. It's okay. So in the theme of Bold Movers and Shakers, there would be people listening or watching that have never even ventured into an instant message with somebody. And can I get you on a Zoom call? Mm-hmm. Now, and I want to personalize this to you. You watched this happening for years. Yeah. Before, yeah. So if you can think back, what was it like for you when you did that? And what, were you successful? Did it take a long time to hone what you did or said? Or was it really freaking simple? And it was not that big of a step off the curb and hey, I got this. And it was sure. Easier than you thought.
Yeah. So I think that I can answer your question pretty well. You know, I mentioned the two time frames. Like I got started in 2007, working on all these coaching leaders teams. And then in 2014, I went out on my own. There was some time in the middle where I was just experimenting, like, could I be a coach? Could I coach anybody? Yeah. And so I started and my fees back then when I first started was $300 a month to coach with me, which is a lot lower than they are today.
Wow.
But you know, I didn't have a lot of confidence. I didn't know, you know, could I really do this? And so here's what gave me the ability to take bold action and actually offer coaching when I didn't have confidence in myself is I told myself in the back of my head, if I screw this up, if I mess up, I can always give them their money back. And I never did. Nobody ever asked, at least not at first. Maybe people have asked for refunds in other scenarios, but as a starting coach, nobody ever said this coaching was nobody's ever said your coaching is so horrible that I want my money back. But it's one of those irrational fears we have that we're not good enough or we don't know enough or we're not ready. And along the lines of being bold, I think you're right on the mark, Alexis. I think being bold means taking action and then evaluating what worked and what didn't. And so in the cases of my early days when I was trying to figure out, you know, could I be a coach? I took action. I got coaching clients. I made mistakes. They made mistakes. And that's always going to happen. But then I started having successes and that strengthened my beliefs. And so I was able to raise my prices. In fact, I had to, right? Because I wouldn't have time to talk to everybody for a bargain price. So I raised it to 500. Then I raised it to 1,000, then 1,500, 2,000, 3,000. And now I'm at 5,000 a month for coaching with me. And that, you know, that's kind of where I've landed and I'll probably stay here for a little while. But the point is that just taking action, I think is the key. Like, you be bold, try to take an intelligent action, model someone else. If there's someone else you can say, oh yeah, that person's doing it right, and try to do it like they do. But then just evaluate what's working and what's not and just keep moving forward. The key is taking action, not like writing plans for 3 years about how when it's everything's perfect, then you'll take action.
You know, there is that. And some will term that sales avoidance. Mm-hmm. Some of us will, I'll own it. But there's also this part where we want to be ready. If we step off the curb and it's oncoming traffic, we're not quite ready. If it's an opportunity to step off the curb, as I use that example, when we're crossing five lanes of traffic, all we need to make sure of is the ones that's really close to us right now. We can get to the center lane, take a minute. And usually the other side, the traffic, they'll wave you through. They'll stop. You never could have seen that coming. Hey, right? You know? So unforeseen things can happen once you step off the curb. You want to be ready with a funnel or a net or of some kind so that, okay, good, give me the thumbs down and fix it. Because those of you who are just listening by audio don't see the thumbs down and the frowny face I just got. And I'm okay with that. Bring it on, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, just the phrase to like put on a post-it note or tattoo on your forehead backwards so it reads correctly in the mirror is done is better than perfect. Just do it. Just do something. Step off the curb. I mean, in real life, no, you don't want to step off the curb and actually get hit by a car because that'll really impact your safety and your perhaps your life. Yeah. But you can make mistakes when you sell your coaching. You can sell it too low and then have to deliver a year of coaching to somebody for too low a price, and you've learned, right? But it didn't kill you. And so, done is better than perfect. Just get going, and then just notice that, or start noticing what's good and what's bad. If you spend a year planning versus the person that just gets out there and starts making mistakes, that person's going to be way ahead of the person who spends a year planning.
Totally got that. And that is when it's the coaching model. What I was referring to a little bit more specifically was the email list that you're building and the nurture program, and that, you know, that whole time that takes, if you don't have even a way to capture an email because you've offered something, I don't know, go to my website and like use my contact form and I'll get you this PDF as soon as I see your email. Like, that's not nearly as slick, not nearly as funnel oriented as it could be. And that's the kind of stuff I'm referring to. Go ahead, speak to that.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to throw money at the problem, you can hire me for a VIP weekend and we'll just do it all in 3 days, and then you'll have your complete marketing funnel, the free report and all that stuff. But if you're doing it yourself and most people, they take a really long time to get their funnel and their stuff done. And you could be talking with clients and coaching clients and bringing in money. So yes, it's a good idea to have a free report and to have an email list and to nurture people. But if the theory of, or the theme of this show is being bold and taking action, then just go talk to people, wander around the mall and just ask people what they do, show interest, and, you know, try to like find the people that are most like who you want to serve. But really, I mean, get a few clients and then you can spend money to have other people do, you know, set up the funnel for you and help you in all these other areas. You need to be clear on what you want, but after clarity, I think really needs to come bold action.
I love that. I love that. That makes so much sense. You know, it takes a tremendous amount of pressure off. It really does, because there's so many people out there doing what work for them, and they're selling their program, and it can be expensive and you haven't made a sale, and it can be time consuming and you're putting off the sale, all to be prepared for something that, I don't know, like, you already know your stuff as a coach or a trainer or whatever it is that you know, like that doesn't go away. So would a bold move, aside from going to the mall and stalking people, which would be probably not.
Yeah, I was out of jail in 3 days for that. So, you learn, right?
I love it. For those who are curious about approaching a person, mm-hmm. Do you have any tips on how they can enact their boldness? Like, how do you do it?
Well, can you, in this scenario, can you tell me how the person would be approached? Is this walking up to them, or is this online, or in a Facebook group, or what is this?
Those are great questions. Let's give two scenarios. A person belongs to a Facebook group, or, you know, has noticed somebody's been commenting a lot, and so they just kind of like draw them in. The other one would be at a networking group.
Okay. So you might have to remind me of the second one. I'll answer the first one. So you're in a Facebook group, you post something and someone comments something nice or something not so nice, whatever it is. You reach out to them and you need to give a reason why. Like, if you don't tell people why you're doing something, they don't trust you and their defenses go up. So like, if Alexis, if you made a comment, on something I said, and I reached out and I said, "Hey, Alexis, we need to talk." You're like, "Well, he probably wants my money, or, you know, why is he reaching out to me?" But if I say, "Hey, Alexis, I really like that comment you left. In fact, I've got a little extra insight on that. Do you think we could hop on a Zoom call? Because I'd love to share a funny story with you." If you give a reason why, then that lowers defenses and allows people to be open to communicating with you. So as far as how to approach someone in a Facebook group, you need a reason why. If they haven't, you know, commented on your post or whatever, you can, you know, notice something and say, I mean, like Alexis, like let's say, uh, let's say you and I are in a group. Let's say I know who you are and I'd really like to connect with you. Yeah. But we don't have anything in common that we know of. I could reach out playfully and say, hey, Alexis, I was just talking to Alexa over and ordering something on Amazon. And then I saw your name and I thought, hey, this can't be coincidence. Tell me, what are you up to? Like, you need a reason to approach somebody.
Okay. And thank you for that. That makes sense. You want to make it relevant or it looks weird. Here's something else that's come up lately. And that is when you know somebody, like personally know them, how do you boldly transition that friendship into a Zoom call that's business?
Yeah, that's a great question. I tell you, when I was in the 2014 period where I created a product and had built a little bit of an email list, I sent an offer out to the list. And like, I think the first three sales that came in were friends of mine that I would have given the program to them. I had no idea they were even interested. So the moral of that is that you probably are friends with someone who would love to pay you for the value you can give them. I mean, would you rather spend money with a friend or with an enemy? You'd probably rather help out the friend. So that's the first point here. Now, how do you approach a friend? And, when you sell, sometimes it feels like you're asking a favor, right? Instead of knowing that you're delivering value. So you can work on your confidence around, hey, here's somebody I'd really like to help. I also need to get paid or else I can't stay in business very long. Yeah. But I think that transparency and authenticity is the key here. So Alexis, if you and I went to high school together and we've been friends all this time, and now I'm really hoping that you'll hire me for a VIP weekend, I would just sincerely reach out and say, hey, Alexis, I was thinking about you and what you're up to. And, I don't know if you know that I offer this or not, but I offer this VIP weekend where we spend 3 days together and set up your complete marketing funnel. You hear me fumbling. Could we talk about it and see if that's something that would serve you? But what I would also say is, and please know that our friendship is way more important than this idea. If tell me to get lost with my idea if it doesn't serve you. But the reason I'm reaching out is because I think it actually would. And so I mean, just being authentic and transparent. And if you feel like you're putting the relationship in jeopardy, just state up front, say, hey, and if this feels weird because I'm quote unquote selling to you, then let's just forget it. Our relationship is so much more important.
That's a wonderful piece of advice and something all of us can use. Yes, thank you very much, Rob, because who are we going to run things by first is the people that are closest to us. And I tried to go ahead. Sorry, go.
Yeah, that reminds me of when I was on Christian's team. His program is Free Sessions That Sell, and it's this script really of how to give intro sessions, strategy sessions to get coaching clients. And it's really interesting. I don't know if this is by design or not, but when you go through his training, he encourages you to practice with friends. But what happens a lot is when you're practicing his script with your friend, the friend ends up hiring you. Like, you didn't even want it, but it's like, hey, and so it's not manipulative. You're not reaching out to the person to try to trick them into hiring you. You're reaching out to practice your sales. But the curious thing that happens is in many cases, the friend ends up hiring the coach because of how irresistible, he packages things on how to offer your coaching.
I'm so glad you said that. And there you have it, guys. Another brilliant unsolicited tip from Rob Goyette. He is an absolute incredible source and resource that doesn't stop giving. His authenticity and humility are touching and extremely valuable. One of the reasons the only reason I got to know Rob is because of the laser coaching model. Would you share that with the audience?
Sure. Yeah. I'd love to take 26 minutes to talk about it, and we don't have that, I do have a webinar that goes through the whole model. Yes. So Alexis, you've got that URL. Maybe you could give that URL before I tell about it, and then one time after. That way, if anybody's interested, I'll say that this probably appeals to coaches or to small business owners who would like to offer coaching. If that's of no interest to you, just plug your ears for the next 2 minutes, because I got something else to share that appeals to business owners.
Okay, great. I also want to add that this laser coaching model is a supplement that I put into my standard coaching program, because sometimes I, as a client, didn't want to wait 1 week to the next. I needed more access, more answers, chomping at the bit. This laser coaching model is amazing. And it's so what you want to do, guys, is go to my2020edge, that's my2020edge, E-D-G, E-E-D-G-E-S, my2020edge.com. And it would be /laser. Go for it, Rob.
Cool. Yeah. And so that'll take you to a page where you can register to watch my 26-minute webinar. That's why I said 26 minutes. But I'll just in a nutshell, essentially the laser coaching model is a way for you to get paid a year in advance from clients to offer them unlimited 15-minute laser coaching sessions. So, and the price point is irresistible to the clients, but based on the average number of laser coaching sessions they'll probably have with you, I've calculated the ROI at about $500 an hour for the coach. I mean, it really serves the client, it serves the coach, and there are upsell and downsell strategies around it. It's a really cool model. I feel like I just got lucky that I pulled it out of that creative ether or whatever. It's a model that I'm thrilled with. I call it fast revenue coaching because if you follow the model, within 4 days of implementing, it actually puts money in your bank account, like within 4 days. And so it brings in fast revenue by selling a year of coaching at a time. When I first tried this model out, I had over 50, that's 50 one-on-one clients, laser clients. I was able to manage them all because of the way the model works. But they all paid me for a year or more. Some paid for 2 years in advance to have me be their laser coach. And the cool thing about laser coaching, if you're an experienced coach and you've been on these coaching calls that are like marathons, like I know I used to coach for like 2 hours at a time with some clients. And, you know, by the end of the call, I was ready to to quit. Yeah. But with these laser coaching things, I have more energy at the end of each coaching session than I did at the beginning. Cause it's like we skip the chit chat and we just get right down to what are the next steps that the client needs to take. So, you can learn the whole model. I don't hold back, by the way, in the webinar. My philosophy is give all the information and sell the support. So if you want to learn the model, you can go to the URL that Alexis is going to remind you of, cause I don't remember it anymore.
my2020edge.com/laser, LASER. You're going to love this, guys. This is such an incredible program. And what I found as in the promotional products industry is that as a brand, personal brand supporter, is that my clients don't always know what's going to happen in a year. And they need the support when a trade show shows up or when, you know, fill in the blank, something happens. And they need to have someone on board that's outside of their circle, like me, because they're not the brand specialist like I am. And so having this, it's basically like having me on retainer. And really quick calls, boom, boom, boom. We solve the problem, off they go. And that's perfect. Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned having you on retainer. A phrase that I love to use is that I tell someone, you can sign up for the laser coaching now and keep it in your back pocket. Yes. I think that sounds a lot more formal and fun than on retainer. So I like to tell clients, just keep it in your back pocket for whenever you need it. And so
that's funny you would say that, Rob, because I tell people I'm the Einstein in your pocket. And
love it.
Yep. You can just pull me out anytime you need to, and I'm here for you. And it's very affordable and it's priceless at the same time to them. Yeah. So there was another part that we were going to cover.
It was about the scenario of a networking event.
No. I'm just going to gloss past that because I changed it. I can do that.
You know what? I'd love to still slip in that little insight about how to do well at a networking event.
Oh, please do then. By all means, please do.
Yeah. Actually, I mentioned I have those 50 laser clients. 10 of them came from wandering around a networking event, right? People I didn't know. But here's what happened is, and I believe this, I am an extreme introvert. When I go to a live event, I'm almost just in my hotel room the entire time. That's honestly the truth. I'm extremely introverted. It doesn't look like it now because I've got some energy around talking with you guys and with you, Alexis.
Yeah.
But all things equal, I'd rather be in my hotel room, working at my computer, stuff like that. So, but somehow I was able to get 10 laser coaching clients, people that didn't even know me, and I didn't know them. And I have my phone with me and a little credit card swiper. I actually swiped 10 credit cards at this event for $9.97 in this case. And here is like, if I go to another networking event again, and I may never, cause I really don't like them. But if I ever do, this is what worked for me. And it was having a third party introduction. So I found somebody that I knew, she knew my model and she led me around almost by the ear and introduced me to people that she knew and said, you've got to hear what this guy has to say about his laser coaching. And so then I said what I had to say. The person pulled out their credit card. We swiped it. At one point, we had wandered into a restaurant and I was like the waiter at the table swiping the credit card.
Oh my gosh, Rob.
It was incredible. But it wasn't because I'm this extrovert or I'm really good at approaching people. I'm not. In fact, I've had people come up and give me sympathy when they see that I'm all alone in a corner at an event. But it was that third party introduction. And so like I talked to my wife, I said, you know, if I go to another networking event, even just my wife, who's not in my industry or anything could say, oh, you've got to meet my husband. He's got this great coaching program. So it doesn't have to be some industry insider that introduces you. It can just be, and you could have an agreement. Let's say you and a buddy go to an event together. Yes. You could introduce people to the buddy and the buddy could introduce people to you. So I know we talked more about that than maybe we planned on, but
oh no, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Sure.
It has so much more credibility than, you know, it really, really does. That is, I'm so glad you brought that back up. That's going to help everyone so much. Yay. So how can people get in touch with you, Rob?
Sure. Well, another way could be to watch the other webinar that we talked about, Alexis. So we'll mention that. And actually I prefer that those are the only two ways people reach out, because then we'll have some tracking in place. So when you reach out to me, I'll say, oh, you know, Alexis. So the other, you know, the laser coaching model, you're invited to that webinar. Yes. I've got another webinar that has all this information. And again, I sell the support. I give away the information. I love that concept. But this webinar is about automated webinars. So it's an automated webinar on automated webinars, which is a little redundant or meta or whatever they call it.
It's perfect.
But yeah, but if you're interested in having your own automated webinar,
definitely.
I've sold over, at last count, it was over $225,000 in one course.
What?
Through one webinar, a few versions of it, but one webinar has sold one course. And it's on autopilot. Like, we send traffic there. People watch the webinar. If they like my webinar, they buy my course. Well, what Alexis, she's about to give you a URL where you can watch basically how to create your own automated webinar so you can do stuff like that.
I love that idea. Putting it on autopilot, you know, then you can go get a stamp in your passport and check your bank account along the way. So again, my URL is my2020edge.com and /automated is the word we're using for this. You guys, you've got to check this out. This is such a great way to automate your lifestyle, introduce people to who you are, whatever it is. You can do them for a fee or not, whatever you want to do. But Rob gives away everything you need, even minute by minute, like what you should be doing, what you should be saying.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The attendance prize for that particular webinar is the actual script of the other webinar that sold the $225,000. So you actually get the script. And if you just replace my words with your words, you'll have about a 26-minute webinar. And by the way, that length is key. People are tired of attending these 2-hour-long webinar marathon things. If you can promise 30 and over-deliver by coming in like 4 minutes early at 26 minutes, people love the fact that it's a half an hour and you've given them time to order in case they've got another engagement 30 minutes, you know, after you start. So yeah, so 26 minutes is the ideal length for an automated webinar, and you'll get my 26-minute script as an attendance prize if you go to, what's the URL again, Alexis?
my2020edge.com/automated. That's AUTOMATED. And I'll have all of that on the end script, end slide rather, so that you can figure out which one or both. You can't go wrong working with Rob Goyette, guys. He's amazing. Absolutely love this guy. Right out of the gate, you couldn't find a more authentic, genuine, knowledgeable person with a mastermind group and technology information that he's on par, on up to date, on trend, and available. I don't know how you do it all, man. You're just a freaking amazing machine of a man, and yet you're so tangible and real, and God, thank you for what you do.
You're welcome. And I don't know, do we have a little bit more time? Because yeah. I've got something I've never shared before in a forum like this.
Really? Yes. Yeah, Bring it on.
It's new. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, well, some of the nice things you said are what reminded me of it. So it's March 15th of 2019 right now. And this happened to me in early January of this year. So that, I mean, that's how new it is. But I experienced this shift and like taking my business to the next level. And I realize if you're starting out, this may not resonate with you yet, but I think the technique might help. I've been cruising along at a pretty nice level of success, but lately, like within the last 15 days, my business has just exploded. And I think I know why. And I think it's because of something I did in early 2019, excuse me. So, you know, just a month, 2 months ago, whatever it is. So I think we all have so much stuff in our heads, right? We've all got so much going on, so many things we want to do, so many things we have to do, things we want to do and things we have to do, and creative ideas and all this stuff. And so I thought, you know, what if I could just get it all out of my head and put it into a spreadsheet? So I know this sounds really practical or like left brain logical, but what I did is I started up a Google spreadsheet, and that's important because with the Google Sheets, they're shareable between devices. So you can open it up on your phone, you can open it up on your tablet, you can open it up on your computer. I've even gotten fancy where I can talk to my watch, and there's this technology called IFTT, I-F-T-T-T, that will actually post to the Google spreadsheet if I talk to my watch. So essentially, anytime I have something in my head, I just get it out. And now my head is clear. And it leaves room for all these creative ideas to come in. It leaves room for me to prioritize. And I'm not tossing and turning at night because I've got all this stuff to think about, because I know it's safe in the spreadsheet and I can get to it easily from my phone or tablet or computer. I know it sounds weird and it's tough to connect the dots, but I think this Google spreadsheet thing has really shifted my entire life and business by getting everything out of my head and just into this place that I can also get to from anywhere that I have an internet connection or a cell phone internet connection.
Wow, Rob, that's super valuable. It really is, because as they say, writing makes it real. It gets it out of your head, and then you can take a look at what it is that you were ruminating over. But just imagine I would imagine that you're sleeping better. I would imagine, you know, that you've cleared out so much of that. God, you've got a big brain. But to be able to clear out for more, and is there a format on this Google Sheets that? And why do you think it made your last 2 weeks just go boom? What happened?
Oh, that would take longer to answer than we have time for. I'm not trying to be mysterious. It's just,
no, it's okay.
There are a lot of factors in there, but okay. The bottom line is I was able to do all those factors, yeah. Simply because, I was able to get everything out of my head or even from other places and put it in one location. And in spreadsheet software, okay. Especially Google Sheets, you know, you can have multiple sheet tabs. In other words, you know, for every idea or project or concept, like, I've got one with my urgent list of things to do. I've got another one with all my bank information, so I'm not hunting for it. I've got another one I like to post to Facebook every day, and I'm able to post to Facebook every day. It takes me less than 2 minutes because I ask my son to go look up clever stuff or good stuff to post to Facebook and put it in the spreadsheet. So now the first thing I do when I sit down at the computer is I get an automated email reminder, which is nice. It says, hey, don't forget to post to Facebook. So if I see that, or if I remember, I'll just open up Facebook, I'll open up the spreadsheet, I'll copy something from one of the cells, paste it in Facebook, boom, I've done that. And wow. And so the point is that everything's all in one place for reference, or more importantly, I think, is just to get it out of my head. Like, I am thinking so clearly now I've started hiring people. Like, I'm pretty good at technology and stuff like that. So I've been a one-man show for quite a while.
You're amazing at technology.
Oh, thank you. But you don't need to be. You can outsource all that stuff. But my point is that I'm finally hiring people and outsourcing and, you know, raising prices and all. Like, yeah, my business has definitely gone to the next level. And I really think it's because of this Google spreadsheet. And I know that sounds weird. And I know most people won't go do this. But when you find yourself with just too much overwhelm or whatever, think about at least getting it out of your head onto paper. I would recommend the Google spreadsheet though, because you can get to it from any device.
I love this. Thank you so much. And guys, it, by definition, bold move is often termed as something that we wouldn't normally do. And if you wouldn't normally do a Google spreadsheet, then do it. We've got proof sitting right here with Rob Goyette and his business going boom in the best of ways. Really, really appreciate this, Rob. Thank you. Thank
you. My pleasure, Alexis. Thank you. And thanks everybody for listening. I appreciate your attention.
Yep. And thank you for tuning into this episode of Bold Movers and Shakers. Please subscribe, rate, review, and share it. Because this is information everybody needs. We've all got wisdom and we want to share it. And between me and Rob, we got it nailed. I can help you figure it out and he can help you execute it. I'm just saying. That's how it goes. Have a wonderful rest of your day. No, actually, make it a great rest of your day. We'll see you again next time on Bold Movers and Shakers. Bye, Rob. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.